Save on quality sofas, sectionals, top brand mattresses, and more during Haverty's President's Day sale. Find the style of furniture you've been looking for at Haverty's, online or in Columbus at Polaris.
The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals. Whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation, Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
I am now a conservative, has been the rallying cry of many a left-winger. Once they've realised that they've really effed up bad. And
wasn't that one of Mao's lines?
It indeed was. And a few other leftists have now got to the Mao position of, I'm no longer a part of the left. I am definitely a rightist. Come with me, boys. And I thought we'd enjoy this. For people who don't know, I'm referencing here a line from Frank Decotta's Mao's Great Famine, which is a book club we did that's premium on Lotus Eaters. But I'm just going to mention one line out of this, which I have to share more widely, because it is unbelievable how common it is, to say the least. In March of 1959, Mao even spoke with admiration for the strategies that the farmers adopted in evading grain procurements, threatening that he might join them if the party did not change its ways. Remember, of course, that Mao is the one who, you know, organized everything. I now support conservatism, said Mao Zedong, leader of the Communist Party. I stand on the side of the right deviation. I am against egalitarianism and left adventurism. If you don't all join me in going to the right, then I will be a rightist on my own, and I will alone face expulsion from the party.
So there was a big explosion of conservatism for Mao.
Yes.
I assume.
So everyone became a radical collectivist leftist because, you know, Mao Zedong got to follow him, and anyone who was like, well, this is a bit far, got purged and killed. And then when everyone started starving, Mao Zedong came out and literally gave a speech in which he said, I'm a conservative. Like, I'm not with those radical left folks who need to be put down because their ideas are ruining the country.
He'd been reading some G.K. Chesterton recently. He was going, have you heard of this C.S. Lewis guy? Oh, he's got some radical ideas.
None of that happened. Instead, it was the reality of his own ideology getting into the sanctuary of where he lived and realizing something has to be done.
I like the mental image that I've formed of Mao reading Reflections on the Revolution in France and going, this guy's got some interesting ideas.
But also, it's just like, I'm now a rightist. It's ridiculous. And there are loads more lines in there in Mao's Great Famine, which are totally worth giving a listen to because it's hilarious. However, that situation is very common amongst the left. Occasionally, they'll jump on the left-wing bandwagon and it'll go as far as it does, then everything will go wrong as it always does, and then they'll be like, actually, I was never for this, I'm a conservative. And we've had another example of this.
Arch-conservative here, Cenk Uygur.
Yeah.
Chunky yogurt.
Mr. Cenk over here decided to run away from defund the police or abolish the police because he didn't like where it went. So we have the quote from him. Well, people who came up with the defund the police slogan admit they were wrong. It was wildly counterproductive framing. You don't speak for the left, and neither do people pushing this counterproductive abolish prisons. Polls show that almost no one on the left agrees with you. That's right, I'm a rightist with everyone else. Left adventurism over there.
No. Cenk isn't necessarily a rightist. He's one of those sensible leftists. So I can see where people are going too far, guys. Exactly. We've got to rein it in a little bit.
He's on the right of the left-wing party.
Of course.
Whereas the left adventurists have gone too far. They've done so much damage. You can't claim to speak for the left if polls indicate that actual human beings who are on the left don't like your ideas. And if they like your ideas, but you bungled it by making your ideas sound worse through the names and the framing, then that's on you. Do better. It's like, okay, Cenk. Wonderful.
Cenk has never, once in his life, bungled the expression of an idea.
No. I also just say, everything went wrong. I'm suddenly a conservative, says Cenk Uygur. Unfortunately for Cenk, the internet exists. And
this is their kryptonite, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, everything you do is online, because you're terminally online, and every flippity-roo that you do is, well, permanent. As we have here, I understand the critique of defund the police as a slogan. What I don't understand is that its critics never say what they plan to do instead. It's a bad slogan, so let's leave policing as it is 1,000 times worse than any slogan. You could argue, well, okay, that's not too out there, but this was back when Cenk started to engage with defund the police. And then he got more radical as the days went by. If we go to the next one here, then we can see, he says in here, I'm warming up to defunding the police framing every day. I've already largely agree with the substance. Murder clearance rate is about 64% in the country. Used to be 90% in the 1950s, back when things were better. Let's return to the 1950s. I'm a conservative.
Wait, is he saying people got off for murder a lot more in the 1950s?
Yeah, it's like, it's just, it has to be dealt with. It was dealt with in the 50s, but not now.
So he's suggesting, rampant chaos in the streets. Now, those were the good old days.
No, he's saying that it was dealt with in the past, I believe.
Oh, okay.
Either way, it's just where he is, where he's like, I'm warming to defunding the police. It's nearly 100% for cops who are killed. Rape clearance is a pathetic 32%. Do your goddamn jobs. Interesting. It's just like, I'm warming to defund the police. At least he never fully endorsed defunding the police. That would make him look really... Ah, yeah, he did. There you have it. I'm done. I'm now supporting defund the police, 100%. I'm already largely agreed with the substance and argument, and now I'm down for the framing, too.
Ooh.
There is no reform or transformation that can fix this. We have to start over and completely rebuild policing in this country. Cenk Uygur, June 26, 2022. I'm a leftist. I endorse collectivizing the farms. Collectivizing the farms killed everyone? I'm a rightist. I stand on the right deviation. Left adventurism has to stop. Cenk Uygur, 2022.
I think the funniest thing about this is if he really wanted to make his point, there was such a simple change of framing that he needed to do in that original tweet we looked at, which was just, instead of saying, everybody else needs to admit they were wrong, I was always right, you just go, I was wrong.
Yeah.
Like, that's all you needed to do, Cenk, but the left, as always, are terrible at doing what they should, which is leading by example.
Mao Zedong could not turn around and say, whoopsie doosies, kill 30 million people.
Well,
not my fault.
I can understand in Mao's case, it would be a little bit difficult to walk that back.
Yeah,
right. All Cenk needs to do is say, yeah, guys, I was wrong.
What have you got to lose, actually? I mean, it's not that you actually killed 30 million people.
And he's not got any credibility in the first place.
No, I mean, you helped kill, I think it's about 13. I think the George Floyd riots killed. Not to mention all the other murders that have come about from the fact that defund the police actually did work. You guys did defund the police all over the country. And
okay, so
cities turned into hellholes.
Maybe it is more difficult for him to walk it back then.
So perhaps that is why. But it's just, I love these moments, and I think we should savor them every single time. Because it's also just, imagine the beauty of surviving, like, through all the political BS, and being at that conference with Mao Zedong, where he just comes out and is like, I'm a conservative. What a time to be alive. And today is also one of those times.
Maybe that's why they fitted those, like, suicide nets to catch people from factories in China in the first place, just because he came out and said that, and everybody just jumped out the windows.
It's like, I'm done. I literally starved my kids for you, and they're dead. We continue. We go to another individual who has had a I'm a conservative moment, this being in Chicago, their mayor, Lori Lightfoot. So we have Illinois' mayor, blast Chicago mayor, Lori Lightfoot, hypocrisy after migrants shipped into Republican suburbs. Love that headline.
Wait, so is she admitting that migrants aren't ideal?
No, she's built a big, beautiful wall, and the wall is that we re-migrate the foreigners out of Chicago, because who wants them? Ugh. And we send them to the Republican suburbs where they belong. Because Democrat suburbs can't.
Greg Abbott, man, he's just like, he's a trendsetter.
It's brilliant. So the Republican mayor for the suburb is calling her out for sending over 60 migrants to his town and drop them off at a local hotel. Just one day, here's 60 migrants, I can't deal with them, bye-bye. I thought you were a sanctuary. After being bussed in from Texas, 147 migrants arrived in Chicago on Wednesday. According to Fox 32, 64 of those migrants were taken to the Hampton Inn Hotel in Burr Ridge, which is outside Chicago, where they will be for the next 27 days at least, presumably forever, because that's how temporary these things are. We know ourselves with the boat people here. It's not new. But I don't know where the rest of them went. Presumably they also got sent to some other Republican suburb. Later on we will learn they're actually trying to send them all over the country to try and get them out of their cities. Sanctuary cities, as they are. But they can't have any migrants in, because then it wouldn't work. I do love that logic. If we go to the next one here, we can see confusion by most Republicans as to all of this, which is hilarious. They write in here, quote, "There must be vacant hotel rooms in Chicago," Grasso said, the mayor who's being dumped on, who's being given all these migrants from the sanctuary cities, noting that the arrivals numbers are just hundreds of people in a city of millions. Isn't that revealing? The city of millions, which is a sanctuary for all people, this is a Terran place. We are not Americans.
It's incredibly safe.
Yeah. They couldn't even take 100 migrants. Not even 100. Couldn't deal with it. Mm. Too expensive. Not having that.
Perhaps there are some practical considerations that were left off of the table when people were deciding that migrants always good, no matter what.
Hmm. Diversity is our strength, which is why we're sending the strength to the Republicans.
We're strengthening the Republican base then, oh my lord.
Yeah, I don't think any line of logic is going to save them from this pit.
I'm going to assume this is democratic accelerationism. I think
Miss Lightfoot here has just realized I'm on the right deviation. I don't believe in left adventurism of bringing the whole world to Chicago.
No, I think Laurie Lightfoot looks like a person who has stuck a fork into a electrical socket,
yeah.
And it might have affected her brain.
Yes. Lightfoot has accused Abbott, who's the one sending them all, of course, from Texas, of being without any shame or humility for busing the immigrants, which she has insisted is a racist policy. She then bussed immigrants in a racist policy away from Chicago to the Republican suburbs.
Well, to be fair, she never said that any of that was a bad thing.
No, she has never opposed racism publicly, as far as I'm aware. So,
she's a proud racist now.
Greg, that's a racist policy.
Genius.
that's Laurie Lightfoot for you. So Pritzker, who has also said that what his Texas counterpart is doing is disgusting and needs to stop, quote, "It shouldn't be that the governor of Texas is taking these people and treating them like cattle, treating them like property." Property.
They're my property, I'll have you know.
"Putting them on buses and sending them wherever he wants to send them. Unlike me, who is sending them to the Republican suburbs where I want to send them, because I can't deal with this. There's a whole 100 people. What am I, made of money? I don't have the rooms for this in my mansion. I've only got 6.
She lights her cigar with a $50 note.
Ugh. Yeah. A message to all of these sanctuary cities. You want this, and it will stop when the wall is built. It's up to you. Whenever that wall is built, it will end. Until then, it shall continue." Get the next link here. There's just this lovely messages from Laurie, though. "Chicagoans, we're asking for your help tonight to support the migrants who have just arrived here from Texas. Let's continue to be a sanctuary for newcomers to our city and show them that we have their back."
Inspiring.
None of them will stay here. We will get rid of them. We're not actually a sanctuary for them. Also, all those donations, don't know what they're spent on. Presumably just given to Laurie. Just thanks for that.
Chicago is a bus stop, don't you know?
Yeah. If we go to the next one, "My administration is doing everything we can to welcome hundreds of migrants to our city by sending them the hell away." "And we'd love your help, Chicago. We are accepting donations to support new visitors. Click below to do your part of paying my mortgage."
This is money laundering. This is clear money laundering.
Don't know what to say. If we go to the next one here, we just have "No border wall will ever block Chicago from welcoming immigrants and refugees who are seeking to build their lives for themselves and their families. Our city's greatest strength is diversity, and that's not going to change. Except when I get a whole 100 of them. That's way too much. I can't deal with a whole 100 people. Are you mad?
Have you met these people? Dear God.
So I sent 60-odd of them to the Republican suburbs. Again, I now stand on the right deviation. Diversity is not our strength. It needs to stop. We have some more whining from the guys in Texas, of course. "This cost us a whole $12 million redos. I don't care. It's going to cost you less in integration. If you decided to keep them, it would have cost you a hell of a lot more, so you're actually saving money, and Laurie can pay for it." Oh, wait, no, she won't. She'll send it to the Republican solos. Here's the next link here. We also see that she's not the only one in Chicago who's pissing her pant. We also have Mayor Eric Adams.
Oh, yes.
"New York. We're a sanctuary city for all visitors and migrants. We will set up a home here. Diversity is our strength. What do you mean there's a whole 5 buses coming?" Unironically, it took 5 buses to crash in New York. It's over, boys. Pack it up. Build a wall.
I'm sorry, Mr. Adams, I'm afraid to say there's a second bus.
What? One bus is diversity. 2 buses is an invasion. I stand on the right deviation. "Adams talked the talk about being a sanctuary city," said Abbott. "Welcoming illegal immigrants into the Big Apple with warm hospitality," Abbott wrote. "Whereas talk is cheap." Actions are expensive. Illegals are expensive. I know this firsthand. I live in Texas.
It's a good point. It's a good point. Talk is cheap.
Brother makes a good point.
Show me the money.
Illegal aliens are very expensive, so he sent them to New York, in which they will spend all of their lots of coast money.
I mean,
integrating.
Democrat states tend to have ridiculously high taxes, so surely he's got plenty of money in the coffers.
Do you also remember, like, whenever there's a single instance of illegal aliens breaking in and the guys who run the border are like, we're sick of this. Stupid people in New York are like, oh, what about this poem, huh? What about that poem? Send me your sick, you're hungry, blah, blah, blah. You know that piece of crap that they always bring out. We sent them 5 whole buses, and they were like, whoa, too much. Too much. I'm not that many sick and hungry.
We never specified a number in the poem. Come on.
Okay, I meant one guy. Okay, I've only got one room. Eric doesn't like being a leftist either, of course, if we have the political article. He writes, this is horrific. 5 buses? What are you, mad? When you think about what the governor is doing, Adam said, with a tear rolling down his cheek. Some of the families that were on that bus wanted to go to other locations, and they were not allowed to do so. They were forced on that bus.
A lot of people didn't want them coming in the country, but they weren't allowed to let that happen.
It's almost like they weren't allowed to break into the country. These illegal aliens did that, and in which case, I don't give a crap about where they wanted to go. They can go to the correct procedure. They can either now enjoy their lives in New York, have a wonderful time, or they can go through the legal port of entry. Nothing is stopping them. Millions of Mexicans do it all the time. Millions of non-Mexicans do it. And it's fine. It works. But if you can't be bothered, or you know you're not going to get approved, well then, there's only one route, isn't there? Which is your bus to New York. Enjoy. We also have the news from the data on this, just the people who collect the data at the Southwest land border encounters. If you scroll down, we can see the numbers, which is God bless Joe Biden. His second year in office continues to be the highest rated number of encounters on the southern border for any single month given. When you see the third highest one there, that being the embarrassment for Donald Trump. It's like, oh my God, look how high it was on Donald Trump.
Oh dear.
Not a single month has gone by of Joe Biden's presidency where it has not been higher than even the peak of Donald Trump. Because Donald Trump gave a good message.
Maybe this is where all of his popularity comes from. He's the most popular American president in history with the illegals, with Mexicans.
Oh, literally. With single adults as well. It's not kids in cages. Shut up. The narrative never made any sense. But you see here, the comparison by demographic. Which graph there? I don't know if Democrats have eyes, but if they do. Which one has gone up? Which one is exploding? It's the single adults. You see the blue there, being Joe Biden's first term?
Mm-hmm.
It
looked like it was going pretty steady, having only 2019 and 2020. It was pretty steady under Trump.
It was going down, in fact, which is what you wanted it to do. And instead, it's now exploded because, Joe Biden. Anyway, 70% of all those crossing the border illegally, single adults, it's the only category that's increased as well. It's not kiddos. It's not families. It's just chances. I mean, you have the same thing as we have with the boat people. It is ridiculous. And also, just the greatest news I woke up to this morning and had to include it. Ron DeSantis has also begun engaging in this.
Oh, I saw this as well, yes.
Yeah, so the news broke.
To Martha's Vineyard You need guys to pick the grapes, right?
I'm not going to bust these guys. Whoa, whoa, whoa. That would be cruel and inhumane, I've been told. So I will pay for a chartered flight to send them to Martha's Vineyard, of all place. Have your illegal aliens. Enjoy.
I think Ron DeSantis hasn't gone far enough with this. He needs to add some real shock and awe to this and not have the plane land at Martha's Vineyard, but instead all of the migrants have to parachute onto Martha's Vineyard.
For sanctuary. In the sanctuary
It's literally raining migrants.
Yeah. Although I love the idea that he should have just been serving, like, you know, food and champagne on the flights. Like, really go all out. I know they're already complaining. Apparently, this costs $12 million. I don't care.
Yeah.
I don't give a crap. I mean, number one, no one cares about money in government. Shut up. Like, after the 2 years we've been through.
Have them get first-class accommodations and also tell them that this is what they can expect from Martha's Vineyard as well.
And if they don't get it, they ought to start burning down the place. I don't know.
I mean, realistically, your human rights are being trampled on if they don't treat you this kindly.
Yeah. I also love the commenter in this clip who just says, it's a sanctuary city until they're in their sanctuaries. And then it's going to end. There was also a quote from Ron DeSantis' press secretary, which I'm just going to add at the end, which is brilliant. Martha's Vineyard residents should be thrilled about this. They vote for sanctuary cities. They get their sanctuary city of their own. I love it. It's like, promises made, promises kept by the Republicans. And illegal aliens will increase the town's diversity, which is strength, right? Yeah, enjoy. enjoy being on the right deviation as soon as something actually happens which affects you, and then you all of a sudden come out and be like, I'm against left adventurism. Defund the police? Never heard of it. Never supported that. Sanctuary cities? What are you, mad? We can't have the whole world live here. It's all so tiresome, but it is also so enjoyable. If you appreciated that segment from the podcast of the Lotus Eaters, you can go to lotuseaters.com to get access to all the premium content we have on the site, such as Carl's speech that he gave at the Witten on The Word and the Shire. If you want to follow what else Carl's putting out, you can follow him on Getter at Carl Benjamin on Getter. Thank you and goodbye.
Save on quality sofas, sectionals, top brand mattresses, and more during Haverty's President's Day sale. Find the style of furniture you've been looking for at Haverty's, online or in Columbus at Polaris.
Moro Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner, so you can give everything you've got. Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment or sweat it out on your way home from work, with over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you, and most are open 24 hours. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 30th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.